Hi there. The word for you today is change your response. In Habakkuk 3:19, we read, "The Lord is my strength, he enables me to go on." Let me ask you, are things in your life falling apart today? Your finances look uncertain, your career that you worked so hard to build is floundering, your health is failing, the people you trusted have let you down. We all go through it, and nobody enjoys such times. But if you live long enough, you will go through them. And they have a way of making you re-examine your responses. When the things the prophet Habakkuk counted on started to crumble all around him, he was forced to discern between what's truly important and what's only temporal. It's a reevaluation we all have to make at some point in life. And here's what Habakkuk said. "Though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vines, the olive crop fails, the fields produce no food, there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He enables me to go on." Habakkuk realized he had no control over certain things, so he chose to control his response by rejoicing in the Lord regardless of what happened and drawing strength from God to, as they say, keep on keeping on. What can you learn from this man? It's this, that you have a choice. That you can decide to praise God regardless of the hand life deals you. God doesn't promise to take you out of your situation, but he promises to bring you through it. So change your response and begin to praise God for his faithfulness, for your salvation, for your health, for your friends and family, and for all the other blessings he has given you. The truth is, if you look for reasons to rejoice, you'll find them.